Here we are with Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, Democrat of New York's 18th District, who really has been immersed in the whole question of our relationship with Iran. And Sean, I guess the first question I want to ask you is the consultation question of Congress. Are you satisfied that the president took his duties seriously under the U.S. Constitution and gave you the heads up that you needed before he moved on Soleimani?
Well, listen, before I answer that, let me just say, that the United States military forces who conducted the operation acted with extraordinary skill and professionalism. Soleimani is a terrible player in all of this, and we are all better off with him off this earth. He is responsible for the death of hundreds of American service members. He has blood on his hands. So let's be clear. It's good that he's dead. But there are other important questions when a president undertakes these actions, and it is just not the right way to go to be telling people down at Mar-a-Lago that something's coming, or to be talking to Lindsey Graham, or to only members of one political party when you're talking about committing American forces to combat, or to a strike like this that could lead to combat. And so, no, I'm not satisfied with the president's consultation with Congress on this. Doesn't mean he needs to come up here and, do these things by committee. Nobody's calling for that. But you call the Speaker of the House and you tell her what's going on. That has always been done by by presidents of both parties. There is nothing in the decades-long service of Nancy Pelosi that would lead you to believe she has ever leaked a classified piece of information that would put an American service member at risk. He could have called the Speaker of the House, who's a duly elected constitutional officer, and shared with her the information that he was selectively sharing with members of his own party. It's disrespectful, it's unnecessary, and ultimately it undermines the actions that he's undertaking as commander-in-chief. It's just a bad way to do it.
Sean Patrick Maloney, the Senate is poised to move ahead with the impeachment trial of President Trump. As a guy who's pretty close to all of this, what are your expectations on how it will all play out or how it is playing out?
Well, I sure wish the Senate would take its constitutional responsibilities more seriously. I think it's really disappointing that Senator McConnell sees himself as some instrument of the president. That was not the founders' intention. The founders' intention was that there would be three co-equal branches of government and that they would act as a check and a balance on one another. And so Mitch McConnell can have an opinion, I suppose, when he's heard the evidence and the facts like the rest of us. But he also has a responsibility to conduct a proceeding in the Senate that allows the American public to know the facts, to know what the heck happened, and to have important witnesses come before that trial and present that evidence. I mean, nobody is suggesting anything other than a trial where you have fact witnesses with knowledge come and give their information to the jury, basically, in this case, the senators. That shouldn't be controversial. It's a sad statement on what's going on in the Senate that they're afraid of the truth. They're afraid of the facts and the documents, and they are withholding that from the American public, the opportunity to hear those witnesses and to see those documents. But ultimately, Mitch McConnell is going to control that process in the Senate, and the American public is going to have to judge for itself whether it wants a Senate that gets run that way. I think it's disgraceful.
You think it's a possibility that the way that McConnell is playing this could lead to the flipping of the Senate to the Democrats?
I think that's absolutely a possibility if voters look at this proceeding and decide that it's a sham, that they were denied the facts and the evidence so they can make up their own minds, and then they can judge for themselves whether the senators voted the right way. In other words, it's not just the senators that are supposed to receive the facts and the evidence of the president's misconduct. It's the people who sent them there. It's their bosses, the American public. And that's the problem here. The problem is that Mitch McConnell is trying to rig this process in the Senate so the American public doesn't hear from key witnesses, doesn't see documents that have been withheld. He's assisting the president's effort to cover up his misconduct, and he's trying to sweep it all under the rug. And I just think that That is something the American people should reject. And I know there are members of the Senate in tough districts who may pay a price for that.
John Bolton says he's ready to testify. Is that baloney, or do you think he really? What do you make of that?
Well, I'd sure like to take him up on it. I mean, let's remember, nothing has kept him from testifying to date. He felt free to go sell the same information for $2 million in a book advance when he was denying the same information to a congressional committee. They have been attempting to, you know, rope-a-dope us into some legal proceeding that they could draw out past the next election, which was not an option that made any sense. So first of all, if John Bolton is serious about wanting the American public to know what he knows, he should show up and tell us. He can walk to a microphone today and do that. And if he thinks there's some privilege involved, well, then you're going to have to ask why he sold the same information for $2 million to a book publisher. So whether it's in the form of a public disclosure or of a letter to the committee or showing up before the Intelligence Committee in the House or at a trial in the Senate, there's all kinds of ways John Bolton can tell the information he knows. He should stop being cute about it and stop making money off it and serve his country instead of his self-interest.
Let me go to Speaker Pelosi and the transmission of the articles of impeachment to the Senate. There is apparently some pressure on her to do it, with the full understanding on many people's parts that McConnell, the head guy in the Senate, won't allow real poignant information to come out.
Right. I think what the speaker is saying is that there's information she needs to know when she goes about funding this process, when she goes about appointing impeachment managers and taking the other steps the House needs to take for there to be a trial in the Senate, and that she has a right to understand what the ground rules are before she does that or before she can do that. Now, look, I don't think the speaker has any intention of trying to withhold the articles indefinitely. I don't think that was ever the point. I think it's useful that it has flushed out how insincere Senator McConnell is with respect to holding a real trial in the Senate and allowing the American public to know what the truth is and to see all the facts. And so that's been accomplished. But I'll leave to the speaker the decision about how and when to transmit the articles.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, and we only have 2 minutes. We might have to continue this the next time we speak. But the stabbing at a rabbi's home in Rockland County in late December have led to increased security measures in the area. What do you make of this rise in anti-Semitism?
I'm extremely concerned about it. And I have spent 6 or 7 years in Congress now working every way I know how to bring people together across lines of difference. I come from a community that was not always welcome in the public square. I'm very sensitive about any efforts to pit one group of Americans against another. It's one of the things that is most disappointing about some of the rhetoric you hear in Washington and the rise of hate groups who are trying to take us down some very dark roads. And communities like the ultra-Orthodox community in Rockland or in Orange County deserve the same rights and protections as all Americans. And nobody has to agree with anybody about their religious beliefs or anything else, but we need to respect one another, and we have to reject all forms of hate and violence that are always based on caricatures and stereotypes that are untrue and hurtful. And we need to seek to understand one another, and we need to cross those lines of difference and build relationships. And that's the only way it's going to work. No one's going anywhere. We're all going to have to live together in one larger community. I've seen it work in my own life, and I've dedicated a good part of my public service to trying to push forward that idea that we can all get along, but we have to work at it.
Thank you, Sean. Sean Patrick Maloney is Democrat of New York's 18th Congressional District. Sean, when we come back for the next time, we'll talk about a lot of different stuff. So
thanks
for being with us.